and then a part of theirs over there, that breakfast room and thing, was closed in. That porch went across the back of the house. And that was they just called it the back porch.
Did you have any facilities for cooking besides, well, the smokehouse?
And then we went down the end, that's what I forgot what I was talking about. Went down the end of that porch, and the little house that you see sitting down the hill there, I don't know whether you noticed it out the window. Marla rebuilt that after he got back up here, tore down the little one, long before he married, I think it was, and built it back, and we went off of the porch into that little kitchen. And then when I first married, I had a wood stove, and then we had gas, and I had gas stove until he tore it away. Yeah, we had hot water and gas, and then in my little bathroom, this door went into the hall, and then another door here went out on the back porch, and then we had I had a little bathroom, and it all added to the outside of the house. They tore that off, and the same way with the kitchen. It was just added. There wasn't any bath. They didn't live downstairs, and I don't know how people got along. They didn't have a back stairway. Most houses on this ought to have a back stairway. This house never had a back stairway. All the wood and all the water that was taken into this house for people to, of course I didn't know the families that even lived here. I had to go up in this hall and go up those steps.
If you didn't have any bathrooms, did you have outdoor?
Yeah, when I first came up here, we had a bathroom, but we didn't have a toilet. Had an outdoor toilet.
Uh-huh.
Everybody in the country had one.
Yeah.
Because it didn't have waterways.
What, did you just call that a toilet, or did you call it?
Well, the old name for it was privy, but we never say that. We called ours, they'd say the back house.
Uh-huh.
And the children had a name for mine. I've forgotten what it was. But it was built nicely with it. We'd have to go out in the weather to get out there.
Uh-huh.
But it had cloths, and two openings, two seats to sit on, and things like that. Everybody in the country had them.
Uh-huh.
Well, they had them in the cities, too, because a lot of times
Right. Before
they had the water running every way.
Yeah. Let's see. I just got to get a couple of words from you. What do you call what you sweep the floor with?
Put what?
Well, what you sweep the floor with.
A broom.
Right. Okay. Just had to get that.
A broom. Now, the Negroes used to make their brooms, they'd go out and break the straw and make their brooms and tie them together. And I remember once I made them bring me some straw and tied it together, and I copied something out of a magazine and decorated it and hung it by the fireplace.
That was pretty.
It was just a straw broom, but it didn't have a handle to it like that.
What do you call the big building behind the house? I'm not sure if there's one behind it.
A big what?
Behind a farm. Behind a farmhouse, there's a big building. It's usually painted red.
A barn.
Right. What was it used for exactly? Do you know?
Well, the barns were used. There was a certain kind of a barn when I married and came here. There was a barn down that way. It was a mule barn. We had 50 or 60 mules in a barn down there. You didn't have this machinery. And that's why they would feed the mules down there to wake the land with. And outside of the lock gate, they called it a lock. And there was a little house to the outside of that they called a gale room. And every man that would...